decisions about family planning. How should families go about making decisions related to procreation, how many children, birth control, etc.? Well, we're going to start with a very decidedly pro-child attitude of the Christian faith and people. I think of Psalm 127, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. And so Christians should be decidedly pro-child. We live in a society where people don't want children because they're totally self-absorbed. And that's I think, it's obvious. And we just should be one thing I like about our church is that I think the children feel loved. I feel like they feel like they're not, and sometimes they actually are being nuisances. But we try to make them feel like they're nuisances. And that's as it should be, that there's a pro-child thing. Sharon and I personally practice the sovereignty of God birth control method, which means that we just trusted the Lord for how many children we were going to have. Now, we got married a little later. I was 33 when I got married. Sharon was 30 when we had our oldest child, so that could have produced more than the five children we have. We actually lost our sixth child in pregnancy. We had a miscarriage that is still, it was a very painful at the time. I will tell you personally, we would have been happy to have more children. I recommend in principle, notice how I'm saying it, I'm recommending under normal circumstances the sovereignty of God approach. God is the author of all life. No child can ever be conceived apart from God, and we assume that God would give us a number of children. And you say, well, you have a large family, and we wish it was larger. I gotta be honest with you. Particularly now that they're all out of the house. We really enjoy them now. When we see them and when they answer our text. But, however, let me say this, that de facto, the means of procreation have been placed under our care. We exercise responsibility for the behavior that produces babies, and that implies that we may exercise discretion. And there's nothing sinful about deciding to limit the number of children you would have. And there's all kinds of discernment issues that would go on. Of course, the most obvious is a health risk to the mother. Well, that's of course. And there may be a medical approach to that. That was nothing wrong with doing that. You might say, I don't feel that we're going to be able to afford and provide. Certainly need to be thinking about the cost of providing for children, although I don't think it should be a primary issue. But it's not an illegitimate one. Harmful if there may be a mother who says, you know what, I'm about to wear out completely, and it would be a blessing to me if this was the last child we had, that kind of thing. Well, these are matters for you and your wife, you and your husband, prayerfully decide together. There's nothing wrong with it within a general pro-child attitude, trusting the Lord for these things. Now, there are forms of birth control that are manifestly sinful. And those are any approach to birth control that kills a fertilized egg. We believe that life begins at conception for very good reasons, and that is an image bearer of God, and so IUDs would be an example of that. You know, we talk about abortion, which the number one abortion thing in the future is going to be a pill. The morning after pill, that kind of thing. That may be convenient, but in our view, it's murder. And so any form of abortion that is preventative of that, it may or may not be wise, but it's a decision for you to make, and you and your spouse should do so. Any form of birth control that acts upon a conceived child, in our view, that would be utterly immoral for a Christian to do and contemplate. I hope that's helpful. You're going, well, that's not as definite. I cannot rule out the need for the two of you to prayerfully make a decision together. I'm just putting the pieces on the board, and then you will make those decisions together.